the non-pashas cates.
And you want to announce the Clinton machine?
What's that?
Excuse
me. You can announce.
Good morning, and a lichtige Chanukah to everyone. The title of today's shiur is the Nisayon of Yosef, Tzadik Yesod Olam. Pertinent to the days of Chanukah, pertinent to today's struggle, and to see what we can learn. Today's shiur is based on a ma'amar from Rav Moshe Wolfson. Rav Moshe Wolfson is the Rav of Emunas Yisrael, based in Medrash in Bar Park. He's a very big mashpia on Klal Yisrael. He's also Mashgiach in Torah V'Das. Just before we commence, I would like to make a to clarify that there's a lot of Yesodas here, and although the build-up is not Muchrach, I was speaking it to a friend yesterday, and he said, this is not exactly your type. And he was surprised that I shared this with him. But nevertheless, the Yesodas which we're going to be speaking about today are Emes Niki Yesodas. It's just a build-up, and to put up all the jigsaw puzzles, that I leave it to you to take or not. But the Yesodas of what we're learning today, and hopefully what we can take with us, will be pertinent and should add some light as to appreciation of Yosef. This is found in his Sefer. This is found in his Sefer Emunas Itecha on Parshas Vayeshev. I think it's Yer Tovshin Mem Hei. That's where you'd find these this Torah. The pasuk says, we'll look inside. I've printed out the Marim Mekoimus. The pasuk says, "VeYosef hurad Mitzrayma, vayikneu Potifar sris parasar atabochim ish Mitzrim yada ish me'ilim asher udiu shama." So Yosef was hurad Mitzrayma. Rashi says, "Why is this parsha? Why is there the interruption of Yehuda and Tamar in the middle?" So Rashi brings, "Kedei lismoich ma'ase ishto shel Potifar lema'ase Tamar." Because the Torah wants to juxtapose the story of Tamar and Yehuda to the story of Potiphar's wife and Yosef. Loi malach, to tell you, mazu l'shem shamayim, avzu l'shem shamayim. Just like Tamar was mechaven l'shem shamayim, so too Eishes Potiphar was mechaven l'shem shamayim. Why? Sherasa beis talugin shela. She saw in her ability of seeing the future, that she is destined to have children together with Yosef. What she did not know, what she had doubt was, is it going to be from her, or is it going to be from the daughter? That means she knew the dream, she knew that this Ruach HaKodesh was true. She was going to share descendants with Yosef, but she didn't know it was from her or it was from her daughter. So the question is, why did she think it should be from her? She's an Ashes Ish. Why should Ratzon Hashem do it, should be through an Aveira, if it can be done through her daughter? That's question one. Right? Question two. Bereishis Rabba, the Medrash says on Parshas Vayeshev, Omar Ravacha, when Yosef was telling his brothers about the dreams, the first dream, the dream of the Alumos, the bundles of hay, that they stood up and they bowed down to his Aluma, to his bundle, was it not? Yeah, to his bundle. The second dream is the sun, moon, and stars are bowing down to him. Right, but in the first dream, it's not bowing down to him, it's bowing down to his bundle, to his sheep. Right? So on that the Medrash says, Omar Rav Acha, Asidin atem la'alim alai dvarim lifnei Abba. You are going to make up things about me to our dad. I don't think it means he expressed it explicitly, but he was miramez this. Chayara achalasu. Umayin kaim le. How am I going? What will be my survival? Yeah. What will be the power which, despite you gathering against me, despite you treating me as your enemy, I will still persevere. Mishtikusa de'ima. Because my mother was silent. What does it mean my mother was silent? What does it mean my mother was silent? Rachel was silent. Which silence? Because the simonim. Because when Leah took the simonim from her, right? When Lavan gave Leah instead of Rachel, Rachel kept quiet and she didn't tell she didn't say what actually happened. That's the Medrash. So it's mashma, it's the koyach of the shtika, of the silence of his mother, that enabled Yosef to persevere through all his nisyonos. Okay? That takes a tremendous gvura. The fact that she was silent, she had that discipline. The question is, we find in another Medrash that the emphasis of Rachel was not just that she kept silent, but that she actually actively gave the simonim. She gave those secrets which was between her and Yaakov Avinu. She gave them to her sister. Let us see the Rashi in the famous psukim in Yirmiyah. Koema Hashem kol beramon ishma nehi bechitz amurim Rachel mevaka albonea me'ana leinachem. She refuses to be comforted. Albonea ki einenu. Koema Hashem. Hashem says to Rachel, mini koelech mibechi. Refrain from crying, ve'inayich midima, and let your eyes no longer shed a tear. Ki yesh shachar lipul aseich, because there is reward for your actions. Ne'um Hashem has said Hashem, ve'shavu me'eretz ayev, and therefore they shall return from the land of the enemy. Rashi brings, Rachel mevaka albonea, medrash agoda, Omar, she'olchu avos v'imos lefayez ha'kadosh baruch hu, when Bnei Yisrael were on the way down to, well, on the way to Bavel in the first Galus, the Ovois, the mothers, the fathers, the Imois, Lefayis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'emid Menashe Dmus Beheichal. They wanted to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Menashe's erecting a statue in the Heichal. B'loi Nispayis, Nichzlecha Rachel, Amr Lefon of Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Rachamei Merubin. Whose mercy is greater? Yirachamecha or Rachmei Bosov Adam? Is it your mercy is greater or is it the mercy of flesh and blood? Heveoimer Rachamecha Merubim. Your mercy is surely greater. Now listen to my act of mercy, says Rachel. Ve'aloi ani ichnasti tzarasi. I brought in my co-wife, my sister. Betoich Beisi. Shekol avoida sha'ovad Yaakov es ovi loy ovad elo bishvili. All the years of work which he worked for Lavan, for my father, he only did it for me. Kshebasid ikan es achupa, hichniso es achoisi. They put in my sister instead. Veloi dai sheshosakti. Not only did I not open my mouth, ela shemosati la simonai. I gave her the simonim. I actively enabled my wife to become my sister to become Yaakov's wife. Avata imichnisu banecha tzarasecha. If they brought in your co-wife, in other words, the avoda zara, bevezcha shesoik lahem. Keep silent. Amazing. Can you imagine? Swing the kitzroch. Keep silent. Yeah. Oh my Lord, yofel amadet sanegoria. You have been a good lawyer. You have been a good lawyer, finding a favor, finding the good point. And therefore there will be a reward. I will return, these people shall return to Eretz Yisrael, despite the act of Avodah Zarah. So here the Medrash emphasizes, Rabbi Yisai, lo yedai shoshakti, ela shemosarti li simoni, shemosarti simoni. So why in our Medrash, when it comes to Yosef, Yosef says, you know what the power of my struggle, you know how I know that I will persevere despite the persecutions? The fact that my mother was silent. Yeah? But the Medrash emphasizes something else, that she gave the simonim. Why is the difference? Number three. Vayesaper el aviv el echo, vayigar boy aviv, vayoyim eloi, ma achalim hazeh asher cholamto. Havoy novo ani v'imcho v'achecho lishtach havoy shlechor arzo. So, Yosef tells the brothers the second dream, and then he repeats the second dream again in front of his father, but in front of his mother as well. So in front of his father and in front of the brothers, right? As Rashi says, he repeats the whole dream again in front of his father, so they can hear Yaakov's reaction to what Yosef is telling them the dream. And Yaakov says, is it possible that you and your mother and your brothers will come bow down to you? Now, the obvious question is, why not? As the next pasuk says, he knew that this dream would come true. So why is Yaakov is saying, in a way, it can't be. Do you really think that I will come together with your mother and your brothers will come down to bow down to you? It can't be. Why can't it be? You knew that it was going to be a dream. So says Rashi, because it says here, there's a problematic detail here. It says, Ani ve'imecha. Well, your mother's no longer alive. So therefore, that's how Yaakov had a pircha, had a legitimate question on the dream. What's this? You're telling me this is a dream. And you think it's a prediction of the future. Well, there's a very big problem with this dream because it speaks about your mother and your mother's no longer alive. That was Yaakov's question on the dream. So it seems to me it was a legitimate question. No, question is, Rabbi said, and this I'm throwing back to you. So what does the next pasuk mean? The Aviv Shomar Esadova. Shomar Esadova, Rashi says, Mamtin, he was waiting to see when it will be Mekuyim. What do you mean? He just had the big question on this dream. Yeah? So, you know the phrase, from Akasha Shtabinish. You don't die from Akasha. He had one problem with the dream, right? He had a problem with the dream, but nevertheless, okay, we'll find out the answer. But he could assuage the brothers, he could tell them, listen, there's a problem with this dream, because it speaks about the mother. So the problem is, so what is the MS? So how, if the dream reflected the truth, then what about, where was the kiyum of ve'imecha? So Rashi says, it refers to Bilha, when Yosef was raised, so how Yosef was raised by Bila, and therefore it's like his mother, because of kolam egadel et ben chaver ki ilu yoldoi, and that's how the dream was mekuyim. Now, as you know, Rashi's got a second pshat that imcha means imcha mamash, yeah, and ein chalayim beloy dvarim betelim. That's Rashi's second pshat. That means enochanami. That bit was not true. But it doesn't matter. Even a dream which forecasts the future and is an emesdik, a dream, it's a ke'ei nevuah, nevertheless, there's always has to be some. But according to this pshat of Rashi, the whole dream was mekuyim. What about the mother? It refers to Bilah, but Yaakov did not know it. Why do you have to say Yaakov did not know it? Because if Yaakov knew it, then the brothers would also know it. And therefore, if Yaakov knew it, why don't we say that Yaakov knew it, the Mefarshim say, but nevertheless, the brothers didn't know it, and therefore he could say, listen, there's nothing to worry about this dream, because he's speaking about his mother. He knew what the truth was, that it refers to Bilah, but they didn't know. So the answer, the Mefarshim say, if he would have known that, then they would have known that as well. And therefore you have to say that Yaakov Avinu did not know this concept of a Megadel ben Chaver Kilu Yolda. He thought that Imcha is going on his mother Mamish, and therefore he could reassure the brothers, don't worry about this dream. Okay? So why is it that this particular halacha, more than anything, had to be hidden, had to be concealed from Yaakov Avinu? Right. So there's a yesod that although everything was given at Har Sinai, everything was given Torah Mishamayim, but certain halachas through history became forgotten. Right? And you find that many times. The first person who was able to return halachas which were forgotten was Asniel ben Kenaz. The Gemara says in Tmura that was able to, there were if you, can somebody remind me of the reason? I don't remember why they forgot about 2,000 halachas. Sorry? From the Eval Moshe, thank you. From the Eval Moshe, they forgot many, many halachas, and Osniel ben Kenaz was machzir the halachas hechziran bepilpuloi. That's one concept. Another idea where another fascinating marimokum where things can change. The Gemara in Yuma says that a person who eats chaylev bizman hazeh, somebody who eats chaylev, fat, and therefore he is chayev, he eats it b'shoigig, and therefore he is chayev a korban. On his pinkas, on his notebook, he should write, not, oh, by the way, I ate a kazais chaylev, yeah, and therefore I owe one to the Beis HaMikdash when Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. No, you have to say, you have to measure it, put it in a measuring cup, yeah, so you know how much the displacement is, and write down the exact amount, how much that kazais was. Say it was 28 cc, right? You should write that. Why? Why should you write that? So the Gemara, it's number 4. You have to write the exact amount, right? Shema yova beis din achev yarbi bishurim. Because maybe a latter Beis Din will come, and it's Mevor from the Gemara, it's talking about during, when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, then the Beis Din will come, and they'll say, actually, you used the wrong sized olive. You used a Zai Saguri, yeah, which is a smaller one, a Zai Saguri, which retains its oil. Really, we hold that when the Torah tells you to use the Shear of Kazais, we hold it of a larger kazais. So therefore you think that you will be chayev a korban, but really you won't be chayev a korban. Why? Because you didn't eat enough of the shear to be chayev a korban. Okay? So so therefore that's why you need to write the exact volume of what you ate. So that, yeah, no, so if he, no, not in one achila. If he ate a very big shear, we're talking about somebody who ate a kazais, yeah, what he reckons is kazais, so then he has to write down the exact shear, right? If you ate a big amount, you hold me, of course you know that's going to be a kazais. But, so you find this concept that when the Beis HaMikdash will come, the Beis Din will now decide that the kazais which he's used is too small. Therefore, if you bring a carbon, you'll be over on the issue of chulin ba'azor. That's the Gemara. The Sfas Emes points out, now, when I eat a kazais of bread in the sukkah on the first night, when I eat a kazais to bench, when I eat a kazais of matzah, do I have to go for the larger matzah, for the larger sheet? Because maybe the Beis Din later on will decide that this kazais is not the right kazais. No, we don't find that. Nobody tells you should take the law. Why? Because what the Beis Din now have paskin that this kazais is the right shit. Then Beis Din later can change their mind. It will only affect halachas which will happen then. So then when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, then they'll decide, well, we have to look at what you've eaten and you didn't eat enough. But today, yeah, everybody who eats today's kazais, what Beis Din have decided is the right kazais you eat. Here's a saying, the concept of halacha changing. Or here it's even more than forgetting and remembering. Here is the halacha has actually changed. another source for this concept of halacha being forgotten, and is very relevant to these past parashiyos. And is that Moyavi veloy Moyavia? We know that the reason why Ploini didn't want to, Toiv, thank you. He didn't want to do Yibum with Rus, is because he thought that it wasn't known, it wasn't established yet in his days, Moyavi veloy Moyavia. And he thought Moyavia was also forbidden. And that's why there was this whole pickbook. Why is that? Why was it necessary for it to have been concealed, this halacha, for so many dayaris, for so many daras, and only to be revived at the time of Boaz. And Yerushalmi actually darshans, if we look at the penultimate paragraph on the first page, the Yerushalmi darshan, Vatoshov he, yeah, and Normi returned, Verus Hamoavia, and Rus, the Moabite, Hashova Misdei Moav. Well, that's miyuta, that's redundant. What do you mean? They're returning, of course they're returning from Moab back to Eretz Yisrael. So why does the apostle repeat Hashova Misdei Moav? Zuhi Shashova Misdei Moav Tchila. This was the first Moabite woman, this was the first time that a Moabite woman was able to return to Klal Yisrael, because until now it was Hilden. Now, I just want to clarify something. There's one thing about converting, and there's one thing about marrying them. Yeah, the Isur, you can convert. It doesn't say you're not allowed to convert a Moavi. Yeah? A Moavi can convert. There's no problem at all, more than any other nation. The problem is marrying them. Yeah? The problem is marrying them. That's the Isur. One's not allowed to marry a convert, right? We're talking about a Moavi who converted. One's not allowed. So here, although this is talking about her going back to the Jewish race. Sorry? Yeah, that's the issue of, it's an issue of relationship, yeah. There's no, yeah. yeah. So it's interesting that Chazal had learning, with this is with respect to marrying within clans. Right, so why is it that there had to be this concealment? So this is the Sfarim HaKadoshim already bring this Yisoid, because this is the Shulsheles HaMashiach. Mashiach is the person who brings Kovod Shemaim. The Mashiach is the entity whose whole raison d'etre is to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to bring His Giloy in this world. Right? To bring to the world the realization that Ein Oid Milvadoi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only power. Not is the power of all powers, the only power. That's the tachlis of Mashiach, and that's why we're waiting, and we're davening, and our whole focus is towards Mashiach, because that's when there's a Gilui HaShekhinah. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal Himself, will remove the facade and show Himself to the world. That's why we're trying to be marbe. The Tzatan, which is the Yetzirah, his whole purpose is to cause this concealment. As soon as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezgale completely, then his whole essence is null and void. Is null and void. So therefore, when it comes to Shulsheles HaMashiach, this he's got to fight. And he's got to use all his tools to fight Shulsheles HaMashiach. That's why there's a concept which you might have been aware of. We do have that concept of, like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, why do you blow the shofar when you're sitting when you're standing again? Kedela arve v'sasoton. I'm not sure how exactly that works, but it's called shoichad l'soton. You give him a bribe and he's okay, right? You blow the shofar all of Elul and you get him confused. Here, when it looks shady on the outside, it looks, this is not becoming, then the Satan feels, I don't need to get involved here, right? Because it all speaks for itself. That's why if we look at all the relationships, many of the relationships leading up to Mashiach, they look on the outside as Maisim Grim, they look something unbecoming, Loit and his two daughters. Now, Mashiach comes from both those daughters, by the way. They come from Moab, and also Shlomo HaMelech married Naama Amonis, yeah? They both come, Mashiach comes from both of them. Then after Ruth, Loit and his two daughters, we have the next relationship, last week's parasha, Yehuda and Tamar. Certainly looks very shady. Then we have Boaz. We have Boaz and Ruth. Everybody said, well, Boaz was the shofet. And here everybody's, well, is this really the right thing to do? And it was really, really not clear about Moavi v'loi Moavia. And even in the time of David HaMelech, if you recall, even then, a couple of generations later, there was still a whole pickbook. Right? Why? Because it needs to look a bit dark on the outside to the Satan not to get involved. And then we have David and Bathsheba. And then we have, right? And then we have David and Bathsheba. That's So that's the purpose there, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ashgacha has it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to conceal certain halachas, which were true, but for some reason, he left the revelation, the true revelation, till a few days later. Let us return now to the question, to the basic question. Why did, if Tamar was mechaven the Shem Shamayim, why did she think, possibly, that Shamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rotzon was for her to do Znus with Yosef if she had a daughter? Sorry. Who did I say? Tamar, sorry. Thank you. Aisha Spotify, why did she think that Rotzon Hashem should be with, he should be Mezane with Yosef, with her, and rather than give him her daughter? So look at the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. The Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says in Perek Lamed Ches, "Kshebo Yaakov lebeisoi be'eretz achuzosa shve'eretz Kanaan neshochay anachash." The snake bit Yaakov. Ve'eze nachash. What snake bit Yaakov? Ze Shechem ben Chamoy. So it's a bita shel Yaakov yeshev es olim. She was a tznua. Ve'lo isa yetzes achuzosa. She wouldn't go out. She knew that's not where a Jewish girl hangs out. Ma'asa Shechem ben Chamor. What did Shechem ben Chamor do to lure her out of her home? Hevi mesachakos naris. He brought a few girls outside. Chutzala metoifavos betupim, playing the drums. Yotza dina liros babonis mesachakos v'shalila v'shachavoisa. She went out and Shechem took her. V'harasa, and she became pregnant. V'yolda es osnas. And she gave birth to Osnas. V'omru bnei Yisrael ahorgo. And bnei Yisrael wanted, the sons of Yaakov wanted to kill her. Why? She'achshav yoimu kol ha'aretz she'esh baznus. Kol ha'aretz she'esh baznus be'olei Yaakov. They'll say there's immorality in the house of Yaakov. Ma'asa Yaakov. So what did Yaakov do? Hevi tzitz v'kosav alav shem ha'kodesh. He wrote the shem ha'kodesh on the tzitz. V'tola tzavara. And he hang it as an amulet. Round her neck, v'shilcha v'alchala, and he sent her away. In fact, the Medrash says he not just sent her away. The malach he put her in a snare in a bush. V'akol tzofu lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and everything is seen by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'yorad Michael Malach, and the Michael came down. That means Hakadosh Baruch Hu saw that Yosef was also destined to be in Mitzrayim. So the Malach came, v'yirida leMitzrayim lebeisa shel Potiphar. He brought her to the house of Potiphar. Shehoisa osnas ruya leYosef leisha, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu makdim refuah leMaka. So therefore, he had to make sure that Yosef's bashet was in Mitzrayim, and that was osnas. V'yisa ishta shel Potiphar akara, and ishta and the wife of Potiphar did not have children. V'gidla isa kebas. And interesting, the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer does not mention this, but the other Midrashim mentioned this, that Yaakov put her in a snare, and that's why snare, a lowly bush, that's why her name is Osnas. And from that snare, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to to Moshe Rabbeinu at the beginning of the Gula, that's where the Gula began, with regards to Yosef and Osnas. So, let's go back to our question. She was Mechaven Hashem Shemayim. So why did she not give her daughter? Why did she not give her daughter? So who's his daughter? Who's the daughter? Osnas. It's not really her daughter. It's her adopted daughter. Right? That's why she was only... It was her adopted daughter. That's why she didn't think that it's not reasonable to presume that it's going to be her daughter. It's got to be from her, right? She knew it was one of those two, and she didn't. Now, had Yosef known, had Yaakov known that, had Yaakov known the halacha of kol megadel es bnoi ki ilu yoldoi, he would have for sure told that to Yosef. How do we know that? Ki bein zekunim hu loy, right? As Rashi brings, ki bein zekunim, he taught him all the Torah which he learned in Shem Va'eva, he taught it to Yosef. If Yosef would have known, if she was the Shem Shemaim, so she must have told Yosef that it was the Shem Shemaim. If she told Yosef the Shem Shemaim, he would have told her, well, why do you think it's you? It's Osnas. Why should it be you? She would have told him, because she's not really my daughter. She's my adopted daughter. And that, if Yosef would have known, Kol ha-megadel es b'noi. Ki ilu yoldoi, he would have said, no, it's not quite, it's not a problem. Kol ha-megadel es b'noi, ki ilu yoldoi. However, he didn't know it. Now, why did Hashgacha need it to be like that? The Zohar says that the way a person becomes, when did Yosef HaTzadik become a tzaddik? Only through nisyonis. Only through the difficulties and the travails, yeah, and overcoming them, that's when a person becomes a tzaddik. Right? If he would have known this halacha, then the nisyon would have been finished. There wouldn't have been a nisyon anymore, it's your daughter. And then, but the nisyon had to be brought about to bring up, to bring out the latent, the potential koiches of Yosef, and the koiches which are going to make Yosef HaTzadik into Yosef HaTzadik. Right? And that's why, that's what the Nisayan of Potiphar's wife made it so difficult. Not only Chazal say the Midrashim, she seduced him in many types of ways. She always used to change her clothing from the morning to the evening, and then she used to threaten him that she'll get him into prison, not just into a prison, into a not just a cell. Not a cell by yourself, a bar in a pit. I remember reading once about a war veteran, an American war veteran. For 11 years, he was in solitary confinement in a pit in the ground in Vietnam. Yeah? For 11 years. Yeah? And that's what she threatened him. And she threatened him that she'll blind him. And on top of that, L'shem Shemaim. All that cheshbon, L'shem Shemaim. And I was just thinking, she could think, since Potiphar was not able to have children, she could have said, well, you know, maybe I'm not really an Ashes Ish as well. Right? Because I wouldn't have married him had I known his problem. So all that, now, they may not be genuine, but when it comes to Nisyonis, you try to hang on to anything you can in order to justify your actions. But Yosef had to persevere and overcome all these Nisyonis, and that's when he became the Yosef HaTzadik. Right? And not only that, Yosef was in a matzav of yush, a tremendous darkness. He didn't know when he was going to get out. He was completely separated from his family. He was in Erev HaSaaretz. He was in Mitzrayim. He was in Potiphar's house as an eved. He didn't know when he was going to get out of here, or if ever. So it's not as if saying, listen, if I do this, then you don't know what's going to be in the future. I might... But he didn't know what the future was going to be. And nevertheless, he persevered, despite the tremendous nisyonos. Right? And that's how he became Yosef HaTzadik. Right? Through the Shmira Sabris, through overcoming the nisyonos with Ashes Potiphar, that discipline allowed him, as Sforim say, to become Melech, to become the king. The king is discipline. Right? David HaMelech, David is Dalus. Dalus is poverty. That means David, think about himself. Of myself, I am nothing. And then the Vav. Rabbi Yisai, what's the Vav? The Vav is the hook. Somebody who feels himself as nothing, he can act as the hook to bring Klal Yisrael, to connect them to Aviyam Shebashamayim. But, however, you can come from humble beginnings, but you can reach a stature where you are the king, and you deservedly got that position, but then you can get carried away in your new position. So then you have the Dalus as well. Even after David HaMelech became king, he was that same Dalus. He was that same humble person, and that's why he needed to go through this tremendous nisyonos with Amnon, in his family, that kept him rooted. That's Malchus, because the Melech can't take for himself. That's Melech is also discipline. And that's what Yosef displayed here. A discipline, the tremendous perseverance of overcoming the Nisayan with regards to our eyes. The Sfarim say, Bris HaPeh is connected Bris HaMoir, right? The Bris of the Shmira Saloshan corresponds to Shmira Sabris. The Toldos Yaakov Yosef says, "Al titen espicha lehachti es besorecha." The pasuk says in Mishlei, "Do not allow your mouth to cause your body to sin. How does my mouth cause my body to sin? Because somebody who's not careful with his Shmir HaSaper will be poigem Shmir HaSabris. The Arizal says Peh is 85. It's the same gematria as Mila, because one corresponds to the other. The Chasam Sofer comments on the Pasuk in Koheles, Ma Yisroin Lebal Aloshin, which is what the Nochosh says. You're telling me what hana do I get from biting people, right? And I don't even necessarily eat them for my meal. Ma Yisroin Lebal Aloshin, what does the Baal HaLoshon, somebody who speaks Loshon Hara, what Hanah does he have when he speaks Loshon Hara? That's a bit problematic, because of course there is Hanah, but there's no physical Hanah. So the Rosh HaTevos of Ma Yisro in the Baal HaLoshon is Mila. Why did the brothers think that Yosef could not be the Melech? Why was it so? Why couldn't they fathom that concept? What, because their father loved him more than them? That's the reason why it can't be true. Why did they try to fight it? Because Vayoved Dibosom Roel Avim, he didn't have Shmir HaSaper. He didn't know how to control his mouth. Every little thing he saw they were doing wrong, yeah, he told their father, this guy, that can't be destined for Malchus. Yeah? What did he ask? He meant it L'Shem. They didn't know that. Right, so he meant it, L'Shem Shemayim, but they didn't know that. So what does Yosef tell them? No, my koyach is for my Shmir HaSaper. My Shmir HaSaper comes from my mother. My mother, that was her discipline. That was her malchus. Look at the gvura of my mother. Not only, it's one thing to give your simonim, but to go year and year, she went through infertility, she went through all the Torahs, and she did not open her mouth. She kept her mouth shut. That's discipline. That's Shmir HaSaper. Not only that, Rabbi Yisai, when her sister told her, "Hame'at kachtech es ishi v'gam lakachas es dadai b'ni," yeah, it's not only you've taken my husband, you want to take the dadai as well. You're telling me I took your husband? You're telling me I took your husband? You took my husband? But she kept silent. Yeah, that's Gvura. And that gave that koyach of Shmir HaSaper. Was able to give Yosef his koyach, and as we know, as Mr. Fulders told us, everything which he said, he was mechaven l'shem shamayim. Perhaps Chazal take him to task, for he should have made more, he should have clarified the matter a bit more, but he was mechaven l'shem shamayim. He cared about his brothers. So he had, and that's why he dreams about the alumois. Rabbi Yisai, what's alumois? Elaim is the lotion of silence. That's why he says, my mother's silence, that keeps me, that's the koyach that keeps me going. And that manifested itself years later in the Shmir HaSabris, which enabled him to become king. And how interesting it is. Where do we learn that kol ha-megadol ben chaver ki'il yolda? We learn it from Yosef himself, because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ga'alta bizra amecha bnei Yaakov ve'yosef selah. You have redeemed the children of your nation, Bnei Yaakov Yosef Sela. Why Bnei Yisrael called Bnei Yosef? Because since he was mechalkel them, since he provided for them, and it seems to be more than that, he looked after them completely like a parent. Therefore, he was able to be called, in a way, he's called their father. That's why we call Ephraim, Aben Yaki Li Ephraim. The whole of Klal Yisrael, you ever wonder why we were called Ephraim? Because in a way, we are the children of Yosef. And it's Yosef, HaTzadik, it's Yosef that gives us the koyach to persevere. It's Yosef, more so than Yaakov, that he gives us the koyach that to be Shomer, in Tara, and to give us that despite the darkness, and really, really important to mention this, despite our failures, and despite falling again and again and again, it's Yosef who gives us the koyach that we can still manage. And today's children, we live in a dor that every time we're oimed on these nisyonos, every time we overcome, it's malchus. It's malchus, as we see from Yosef. This brings the Mashiach. And even if a person's fallen hundreds, if not thousands of times, if he picks himself once, he's using the koyach of Yosef. And that koyach of Yosef brings malchus. As you know, Mashiach ben Yosef is tied to Mashiach ben David. That brings him, and Shmir HaSaper as well. When he really can't stand, Yanem, he really, just want to finish off. I just had a story. Somebody asked somebody in Koilo, is the Rosh Koilo giving a chabura? And somebody, and he didn't realize that was just right around the corner. He says, I'm praying that he doesn't. And I had such a, I really wanted to come into the coffee room as I was hearing that, as I heard that. But I thought, no, that's not what Hashem's will is for me now. And that shmira, that discipline brings about the gilui kevoidot, brings about Mashiach, and is the ner Chanukah, is the light in the darkness. Rabbi Sai, you should all have a lichtige Chanukah, and much joy. Good.